In hindsight, 2005 was arguably the best of times for the Lawrence Journal World. That year, the New York Times dubbed the Journal World the newspaper of the future. Since then, loyal readers have watched a steady dismantling of the World Company's iron grip on the dissemination of news and information in Douglas County. Sunflower Cable was sold. The TV station went with it. USA Today canceled its 30-year printing contract with the company. Then the local printing presses shut down entirely. World Company staff, once pushing almost 700 employees, declined to fewer than 100. So the recent sale announced by the Simons family was probably inevitable. Journalism has changed, and newspapers are struggling to meet the challenge of the internet and social media. Nationwide, newspapers have been closing or cutting staffs at an alarming rate. According to federal statistics, since 1990, the number of people employed in publishing has dropped by 60%. In that time, some 350 newspapers have gone out of business. The same day the World Company announced its sale, Hutchinson-based Harris Enterprises, publisher of the Hutch News, announced it would sell its 5 newspapers in Kansas and Iowa. Another historic Kansas newspaper family called it quits. Still, I believed Dolph Simons when he promised over and over again that the paper would continue. Technically, of course, the promise has been kept. But while Ogden Newspapers, the new owner, would object, the sale seems more like a death to me. The New York Times praised the Journal World in large part because it focused almost exclusively on local news. It was a local paper, owned by local folks. But more importantly, those local folks were in the newsroom every day. They cared about the community they covered because it was their home. They shopped here, raised families here, and were leaders in the community. Our community. Dolph Simons, and the paper he published, have been an integral part of what makes Lawrence, Kansas unique for as long as I can remember. We may have loved to criticize the paper, but it was ours. And Dolph Simons was here to listen to our complaints. I don't know much about Ogden newspapers. I think they actually have a good reputation. But their corporate offices are in West Virginia. They will be absentee landlords at best. I fear the corporate goal will just be making a profit and not serving our community. And those dollars will go elsewhere. The owners of Ogden newspapers won't shop here. They won't raise children here. They won't be here to see the protests and celebrations on Massachusetts Street. They won't really care what the city commission or the KU chancellor does on any one day, at least not in any meaningful way. Lawrence just isn't their hometown. They live and work in West Virginia. I've complained about the local paper as much as anyone, but I fear the day may come when, in hindsight, I say I miss Dolph Simons and the good old days when the Lawrence Journal World was the newspaper of the future.